33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. The first state-licensed medical cannabis dispensary in Texas is having its grand opening today in Manshack. The low-THC CBD oil is available to qualifying patients who have intractable epilepsy. But with only 18 neurologists across the state on the compassionate use registry, securing a prescription may be a challenge. So why aren't more neurologists applying to be on it? Here to help us understand is Dr. Gina Jetter. She is with Northeast Texas Neurology Associates, an independent neurology practice in Tyler. Dr. Jetter, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What did it take for you to get on this registry? Did you have to jump through any hoops?
No, it was actually very simple. I just went to the DPS website and signed up for it. I have to have qualifications in that I am a epileptologist, so mm-hmm. I treat patients mainly with seizures, and I have special training in epilepsy, as well as being board certified in not only neurology, but neurophysiology, which is the basically able to read EEGs, which mm-hmm. is the study that we use to diagnose epilepsy, as well as epilepsy. So those qualifications was what I needed in place to be able to sign up for the registry, and a license in Texas, too. Mm.
That's important.
Yes, yes.
So why did you choose to be on the registry?
Well, as an epileptologist, I have thousands of patients, and 30% of them have epilepsy that we cannot control with medications and other things like stimulators. I have patients that have vagal nerve stimulators. I have patients that have had epilepsy surgery. And even despite those, they continue to have seizures. And so this is another tool that will help to fight epilepsy, to try to get some of these patients that have continued seizures better control.
Well, there are hundreds and hundreds of neurologists in Texas, although mm-hmm. maybe not all of them with the specific qualifications that you have or would be required mm-hmm. for this registry. But why do you think there aren't more on this registry?
Like you said, one of the reasons is the qualifications. There aren't as many that have those strict qualifications compared to general neurologists. And the other is because it's the CBD oil and it's from marijuana, which is a Scheduled I substance. And so there's not a lot of good evidence, good data out there telling us is marijuana good or not. Until recently, there's been a couple studies that have been published that show there's a medication that is a derivative of CBD that has been shown to be very successful in certain populations of epilepsy patients. They're studying it a lot of kids. They have data now in adults that show that it is beneficial and helpful for some patients.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, doctors want evidence. But
yes.
I wonder, is there also part of this? I mean, you sort of mentioned the federal stigma. Is there also just sort of a political stigma? I mean, sort of depending on the personal values of a doctor?
I guess there would be. For me, it doesn't really matter. I've got hundreds of patients that continue to have seizures, and if there is something that is potentially could help them, I'm going to be very interested in it and learn about it. The CBD oil that is in Texas, the THC, it's low THC, so it's less than 0.5%, which is the substance in the marijuana that produces the high, if you will. And so it's so low in what they are permitting patients in Texas to get that you're not going to have any of those side effects, and you're just going to have the benefits of the CBD, which helps to decrease seizures in some patients.
Now, I understand you recently toured one of the dispensaries in Austin.
I did.
What did you think about that experience? What did you take away from it?
I was very impressed with how clean the facility was, how the science behind all of it. It made, as a prescriber of CBD, it made me reassured that what my patients will be getting will be something that is safe, and we know what's in it, and we know what we're giving to the patients.
So I know there's some concern among patients out there or the relatives of patients that they may not be able to get access to this because of some of the hurdles of finding a doctor to prescribe. And then I guess a second doctor has to sign off on that. Do you think that could be a concern, that there might be more demand than there is access?
Certainly. And, you know, at this point, there is a lot more people in Texas that need neurologists that can't get them. In terms of the second opinion, the second doctor doesn't have to physically see the patient. Mm-hmm. They just have to review the case. And so I don't think that is going to be an issue. I think getting to a neurologist and epileptologist that does the drug. I think that's probably more of an issue because there's not that many of us, and there's a lot of smaller communities around. It's hard to get to the doctor, and especially with epilepsy patients, you can't drive.
Do you think that we could see the number of doctors on this registry increase anytime soon, or do you think that that will be a slow growth?
I think we'll see it increase just because they're starting to have the medication right now. The one of the dispensaries already has given out medications to a patient, and then the second dispensary, Compassionate Cultivation, which I toured last week, their grand opening is this week. So now that it's here, the CBD, I think we'll probably see a little bit more. And then there may be some people that just wait and see, well, how well are these patients doing? Is this really helping them before they decide to get on the registry and start prescribing it for their patients?
Dr. Gina Jetter is with Northeast Texas Neurology Associates, an independent neurology practice in Tyler. Dr. Jetter, thanks again.
I appreciate it. Thank you.